inaugurating Amalia Adiningrat Widyasanti as a head of the Central Bureau of Statistics, President Prabowo Subianto inaugurated ministers and a number of agency heads and deputy agency heads at the State Palace, Jakarta on Wednesday. The President inaugurated Brian Yuliarto as Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology. Muhammad Yusuf Ateh as Head of the Financial and Development Supervisory Agency. Agustina Arumsari as Deputy Head of the Financial and Development Supervisory Agency. Sony Haribudi Utomo Harmadi as Deputy Head of the Central Bureau of Statistics. And Nugroho Sulistyobudi as Head of the National Cyber and Crypto Agency. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The head of the National Cyber and Crypto Agency, BSS, and Nugroho Sulistyobudi stressed the importance of awareness and vigilance in the protection of personal data to prevent digital fraud. Speaking at the press conference at the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday, Nugroho explained that awareness and vigilance are crucial to prevent fraud attempts that exploit digital devices. The Indonesian martial arts pencaksilat is currently rapidly developing in the world. The development of pencaksilat is not only in the Southeast ASEAN region, but also in other countries in the ASEAN and European continents, and has even spread to the African and American continents. As stated by Edi Suhartono, pencaksilat coach from East Java, when confirmed by RRI in Malang, East Java on Wednesday, he said that during the 20th World Pencaksilat Championship in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, December 18 to 22, 2024, Kenya won one silver medal. Meanwhile, the American continent was represented by United States, which participated in the championship.
For episode of this football, Africa already has Kenya. There are two countries, one of which is Kenya. Not much talked about yet, but surprisingly, Kenya managed to win one silver medal. That's cool. Only the United States participated in the last championship. Our colleagues in the U.S. want to hold the All-American Pencaksilat Championship. One of the coaches wants to hold a championship there.
Pencaksilat martial arts began to be popular internationally when it was first competed in the 14 Asia SEA Games in 1987 in Jakarta. Then it was also introduced at the ASEAN Games in Busan, South Korea in 2002. And in 2010 in Jakarta, Indonesia hosted the World Pencaksilat Championship. Recently, the World Pencaksilat Championship was held in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, December 18 to 22, 2024, and was taken part by 1,100 participants from 57 countries. That was the news.
Good time. Culinary from Bandung. Colenak itself is an abbreviation of dicocol or dipped in palm sugar syrup and enak or delicious. Thus, colenak means dipped and delicious. Initially, the culinary which has been around since the beginning of the 20th century was not called colenak but peyem digulaan or sugar-coated fermented cassava. Indeed, colenak is quite simple. The main ingredient is sape or fermented cassava. So the sour cassava is mixed together with sugar, brown sugar, and coconut. Then it is roasted. The palm sugar syrup is mixed with grated coconut, no preservatives, mind you.
Ceritakan banyak hal dari ratusan pantun, membuang pedoman untuk tentukan mana buruk mana santun. Meskipun jatuh dari angkasa, partikel hidrometeor sentuh bumi basahi jiwa. Jadi air ini punya tujuan ketika turun, memberi harapan di setiap tetes mengalun. Ini waktu yang tepat untuk kita bertemu saat air langit menutup. Sejak rindu basah meredang karena kau tumpah emosi yang terjebak. Sejak langit lupa akan bunyi saat hujan. Apa kabarmu? Lesu roman bersinar di lidah yang kaku, bahagia mengalir di derak. Air yang turun menyamakan air mata yang telah lama mengalir.
main ingredients is snail, but it's named escargot from Italy. The snail is made as curry, along with various Indonesian typical spices. Some says this menu is only available during the holy month of Ramadan. What is this food? Gulai seafood. The typical food of Riau is also called gulai seafood or lengkitang.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us. Voice of Indonesia.
Metanoia jadi gol. Sewaktu serbendu di hujan peluru, bertubi-tubi rasa salah dosa memburu. Di tengah gemuruh ombak menerpa, ku putuskan berlutut lalu rebah. Kau datang untuk hapuskan rasa resah, tenggelam badai ombak hidup lalu rebah. That's why I'm grateful. Grace over overwhelming, my God is stable. To transform me like Optimus Prime. What? There is no turning back again in time. Yes.
Hadir mengusir rasa, ternyata kau mampu berikan asa.
Biarlah atasku kau berkuasa,
engkau yang kupuja.
Listener, you're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Thank you very much for still staying tuned here in Indonesia today. And make sure you're staying tuned because I still have so many wonderful information and also great music to listen. You guys here again to come to you and bring you so many wonderful infos and also great music to listen. And don't forget, you can also contact us through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, our Instagram account VOI_official, our TikTok account VOI_officials, and also our email address, voilisteners@gmail.com. Make sure you stay tuned because I'm still going to be here to give you more wonderful infos. And of course, I will really love to give you one wonderful song. This song is coming from Bara Suara with Sendu Melagu. Enjoy.
Ketupat Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Ketupat Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Ketupat Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Ketupat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Ketupat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Ketupat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Ketupat Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Ketupat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Roro Ship or Roll-on Roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Ketupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
RRA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various user interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as like, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
thing that crosses Indonesian people's mind when they hear the word North Sumatra, Toba Lake. The beauty of this freshwater lake that is notable as the deepest lake in the world is really fascinating. The friendliness of its people becomes one of the aspects that makes tourists stay in a bit longer. However, one thing that is always lingered in the ears is a bit of Batakese music, which pumps people's spirit to explore this land. Kasapi is one of the traditional musical instruments of Batak people. This is the evidence that Batak community possesses a high rate of musicality. Tribute songs of Asapi musical melody, which is played by Martogi Sitohang. Batak community has recognized music arts for the long time before they knew modern musical instruments like today. One of the popular instruments is Asapi. Asapi is played by strumming because it has two strings in general. It is categorized as codophone. In principle, Asapi is quite similar to small guitar, but it has two strings only. Asapi is easily found in Parapat and Samosir Island. This is usually sold to the tourists who visit Toba Lake. Some local merchandise shops sell this musical instrument. Asapi crafters are a little hard to be found, because they are usually also the ones who are skillful in playing the musical instrument. The crafters are ordinarily elder people, and the skills of making Asapi is passed down to their offspring. Asapi musical instrument is divided into two kinds: Asapi Ende and Asapi Doa. Asapi Ende is the melody carrier instrument, and it is considered as the predominant instrument in Gondang Asapi Ensemble.
Meanwhile, Hakapi Doal has the same principle with Hakapi Endi. However, in the play, Hakapi Doal acts as the career of constant rhythm. The size of Hakapi Doal is a little bit bigger than Hakapi Endi. It wants to harahap as Hakapi musicians use. Hakapi has its own technique to
play. Hakapi itu mempunyai teknik tersendiri untuk memainkannya, jadi biasanya.
Hakapi has its own technique to be played. Usually, based on tradition, there is the resonator hole in the back of the instrument. The function is to manipulate sound, and it is placed on the stomach. Traditionally, Hakapi has two strings. Actually, there are the variation of two harmony systems, which are used in Hakapi. Traditionally, it is played intervally, approximately thrust measure. Hakapi is a melodic and rhythm musical instrument because it does not apply musical scale. It is used as jazz court music. Generally, Hakapi is used for gondang events, like music events or wedding occasion. Hakapi could be used in the gondang music strains, but it can also be played individually. In the various traditions of Bata community, Hakapi is always present to give impression to the ongoing event. Hakapi, made of wood, which is crafted like a boat. This instrument uses two strings. In the earlier times, the strings were made of a butter material. Now the instrument uses guitar strings. Well, listeners, before we review on Hakapi musical instrument, let's listen to the Hakapi musical strains with Batakese musician Martagi Sitohang and Mardi Sihombing in Mardalanao.
Now my
Hasapi can play all songs, from folk songs as well as Western songs, although it has only two strings. The tune of strings in Hasapi has two kinds. The first tune matches the basic musical scale. The first string is mi tone. The second one is do. The second tune is known as bata stem. The first string is for re, and the second one is for low sol. Hasapi does not own grip like guitar, so it is hard to play it. These things make tourists appreciate this Bataknese musical instrument. The instrument can play any song only with two strings. Hasapi is made of a gyre wood, which is grown surrounding Toba Lake. Besides, hasapi is also made from jackfruit stem tree, so hasapi is easier to be crafted. Besides being easily crafted into musical instrument, jackfruit wood is more durable and long-lasting than jackfruit log is dragged as the resonance plays for producing sound. Then the place is covered with thin wood. Hasapi is often given the carving ornament to make it look more attractive. Well, listener, that is a short review about traditional musical instrument of Bataknese called Hasapi. We are going to give you another musical strain of Hasapi Doa and Hasapi Ende with Martobi Sitohan.
Thank you. jangan cemberut begitu padaku, merengut nanti kau tebak keribun. Ayo senyum sedikit senyum saja, bisa mencerahkan hariku.
Tampak beduk is beduk art by using waditra, namely many beduk and beaten simultaneously, and it produces beautiful typical rhythm. Tampak beduk only exists in Banten as characteristic of Banten's culture.
Children love their screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me. Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song from Banjar, South Kalimantan, Indonesia, called Uma Abah or Mother and Father. The song Uma Abah is written by Anang Ardiansyah, a singer and songwriter specializing in Banjar songs. As the title means mother and father, the song tells about parents' struggles and sacrifices for their children. Despite feeling the hot weather and the physical toll on their bodies, the mother still goes out to earn for a living, while the father continues to work through heavy rain and thunder. The song Uma Abah also expresses about the child's love to their parents, where the child is willing to bear the parents' exhaustion and hardships. The child also asked for a heartfelt prayer to God to forgive their parents' sins for the unconditional love they've given since childhood. Well, listener, here is the song Uma Abah by Raja. Happy listening.
Mengganta Tengah hari menggantang panas menggantang, rasa rakai tulang hingga sampai ke pinggang. Mengilik nanang galuh caramin matanya, uma batulan mencari akan rezekinya. Guntur kilap bersambung, hujan lebat arus deras wan galumbangnya. Awak basah kedinginan di tengah sungai.
Possibility of interest rate cut awaits global dynamics. Food stock more than sufficient ahead of Ramadan.
The Indonesian Central Bank, Bank Indonesia, has reopened the possibility of lowering the benchmark interest rate in 2025. However, the decision is still subject to the development of global economic condition. Ofra has the details.
The Indonesian Central Bank, Bank Indonesia, Governor Peri Wirjoyo stated that there is still room to lower the central bank rate. However, the timing will depend on global dynamics. This was conveyed in the press conference of the Central Bank's board or governors meeting on Wednesday, 19 February 2025. Peri explains that Indonesia's low inflation is one of the factors that allows for further rate cuts. The move is also in line with the central bank's efforts to boost the country's economic growth.
Ketidakpastian global yang tetap tinggi ini terus memerlukan penguatan respon kebijakan yang terus ditingkatkan.
The still high global uncertainty continues to call for enhanced policy responses, which will further be improved to mitigate the impact of the spread, to maintain stability and promote domestic economic growth. Indonesia's economic growth remains good and needs to be further encouraged. In the fourth quarter of 2024, the growth was recorded at 5.02% year-on-year, an increase from 4.95% in the previous quarter, bringing full year 2024 growth to 5.03% year-on-year.
5% year-on-year pada triwulan sebelumnya, sehingga secara keseluruhan tahun 2024 mencapai 5.03% year on year.
Furthermore, Peri explains that the Indonesian Central Bank, Bank Indonesia, had previously cut its benchmark interest rate by 25 basis points to 5.75% in January 2025. The decision was taken in response to the downwards revision of economic growth forecast. Meanwhile, the central bank continues to monitor the impact of the government's fiscal policy and the Astacita programs on economic growth.
The government guarantees food stocks ahead of Ramadan are more than enough. Dora Pardede has the details.
Food stocks ahead of the holy month of Ramadan 1448 Hijriah are more than sufficient. This was conveyed by the Indonesian Agriculture Minister Andi Amran Sulaiman in a press conference after a limited coordination meeting in Jakarta Wednesday. Amran explained that the availability of rice in the logistic agency Oder Bulog is very high, reaching 2 million tons of rice. In the press conference, he also emphasized that food sales should not exceed the highest retail price.
When it comes to data protection, it is indeed a shared concern because the agency is not the only institution responsible for handling all aspects of data protection. It requires hard work and collective awareness because once again, when we talk about cyber and data, we're not only talking about systems and hardware, but also awareness.
Amran Sulaiman even revealed the government will act decisively to those who violate it by revoking the business license of those selling above the highest retail price. Amran further said that market operation will be held throughout Indonesia. He also promised that the price of cooking oil will be lower than that of last year. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
That was the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song entitled Manusia Super or Superhuman. The song is a collaboration from two Indonesian popular musicians, namely Anji and Firsa Bersari, which was released in commemoration of National Father's Day in Indonesia. Released on November 12, 2024, this song is a special offering for fathers throughout Indonesia. The song Manusia Super describes the feelings of a father who often hides his tiredness for the sake of his beloved family. This song expresses the emotional side of a father who is willing to sacrifice for the happiness of those closest to him.